The first scripture reading for today comes from Romans 8, 12 through 17. That is from the Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. The Apostle Paul reminds us that our faith is not based upon a fear of being punished, but rather on the gratitude for a Father who loves us and sacrificed his Son for us. As a result, we have become children of God. Praise be to God. And before I read this passage, I'd like to say the last time I was up here, I used the RSV version, and my good friend Dave Russell reprimanded me because he couldn't follow along. So I decided I'd really have to make use of the Red Pew Bible today. And this passage comes in... You want to follow along in page 158 of the New Testament. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with him, Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Here ends the first scripture reading.
So if I were to ask you what was the most important day in your life, what would you say? If you were sitting next to your spouse, I know what you'd better say. If your kids are anywhere near you, you'd probably I could predict what you would say. If you were out having lunch with me, you would probably say the day that I accepted Jesus into my heart, or at least I would expect you to say that. But if I were to ask what was the most important historical event that you have ever lived through, for me that's a no-brainer. 9/11 changed everything for my generation, and I'm guessing for just about all of us in this room as well. We went from living according to conviction to now we make decisions based upon fear and the unknown seen and the unseen enemy. Even the election season today is being influenced by that term that didn't exist 15 years ago. Tough on terror is now bandied about and thrown all over the place. But more than just the political landscape, that event has changed even our view on life and how we live our lives in this country. And one of my responsibilities on Sunday is to make sure that we don't take our lives or our relationship with Jesus Christ for granted. That every now and then, as often as I can, we try to take inventory of where is God in our lives. What are we doing so that we can live out to the fullest our relationship and our faith with him? Today we're going to be reading about Esau and Isaac. And I feel that Esau took his blessing for granted. Took his relationship with God for granted because he had everything set up in his life where it was just going to naturally come to him and he didn't have to do anything about it. But once he realized that he had missed it, once he stopped taking it for granted, well, by then it was too late. I hope when we leave the sanctuary today that we're able to not only take inventory, but recognize those areas in our life where we are taking God for granted, where we don't recognize the most important day in our life is today. Is the day that we're able to live in relationship with our Savior. Let's go ahead and read. We're back in Genesis chapter 27, verses 30 through 40. You know why it's taking so long to get through Genesis? Well, because last week we had a guest preacher, and then next week we're going to have another preacher come in. I'll be here, so show up. And so, I can't believe I just said that. But we'll make our way. We'll finish Genesis soon enough. We're in chapter 27, verses 30 through 40. Chapter 27, verses 30 through 40. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, remember that from 2 weeks ago, Jacob took Esau's blessing by putting on a hairy mantle and making Rebekah making the stew for him. When Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of his father Isaac, his brother Esau then came in from his hunting. Esau had also prepared savory food, and he brought it to his father. And Esau said to his father, "Let my father sit up and eat of his son's game, so that you may bless me." Father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" And Esau answered, "I am your firstborn son, Esau." Then Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? And I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him, yes, and blessed he shall be." And when Esau heard his father's words, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also, father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. First he took away my birthright, and look, now he's taken away my blessing." And he said to his father, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered Esau, "I have already made him your lord. I have given him all his brothers as servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, father? Bless me also, father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And his father Isaac answered him, "See, away from the fatness of the earth shall be your home, away from the dew of heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you break loose, you shall break his yoke from your neck." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, we do ask you now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be worthy and acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you had really good eyesight, you would have been able to see all that was up there. Thanks, Geigers, for helping us live out a modern-day Esau and Jacob story. And that's where we find ourselves today. A few weeks ago, we looked at the deceit of Jacob and Rebekah and how they schemed to make sure that Jacob was the only one who was able to get that blessing. And today, we find ourselves on Esau's most important day of his life. The disappointment of not getting what is rightfully yours on this day. And within the Christian life, if we said what was the most important day of our lives, we should really say our baptism. We should really say the time when either we were baptized or our children were baptized in the church. And how many of us come to church every Sunday excited to live out our baptism. Or how many days do we even go through outside of the church and think about our baptism? Think about how that should be and ought to be the pivotal moment of our lives. In our baptism, we promise to turn our back on sin. We promise to raise our children in the church. We promise to live lives that reflect that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know even though we find ourselves within a Presbyterian church, we may have some different traditions as far as what that baptism could look like. Some of us were sprinkled, some of us were dunked, and some of you, if you were baptized by me, had something in between. I like to use a lot of water, as you notice. So the day of our baptism is the most important day of our life. Because as Paul says in Romans, as we read earlier, it is the day that we become children of God. And hopefully it's also a day that we realize that God has blessings for us we should never, ever take for granted. And Paul says that as a result of our baptism, we are adopted into the family of Jesus. We become heirs. So we receive upon the death of Christ and his resurrection all the blessings that he has established for us. But what would happen? You were a parent and you brought your child up here to the front of the church, and there are three families in front of you, and they each had their child baptized, and then I turn and look to you and say, sorry, my limit is three per day. I ran out of blessings. There's no more for you. Or if you were an adult and you went down to the river and a few folks had been dunked before you, and the pastor turns to you and says, sorry, that's all the Holy Spirit I've got in me today. No more for you. That's what happens with Esau today. Did you hear his anguish cry? Dad, don't you have any more blessings? How do you run out of blessings? That's what Esau asks his father. Don't you have one more for me? I thought about this scripture, and you can hear the agony in Esau's voice, and you can hear the sadness in Isaac's voice. I couldn't help but think of how many things maybe we have taken for granted in respect to our faith, just as Esau took that blessing for granted. One thing that I have been so pleased over these last 63 days, 62 days, is this 90-day challenge that so many of you are taking up, and you need to know how absolutely pleased I am to hear random people come up to me and say that I missed a day, or tell me about what I mentioned. Apparently, everyone knew I missed my flight to Puerto Rico, and I was like, "How did people know this?" And I forgot I put it in the blog, but. But it's so pleasing for me to see each one of us looking forward to take advantage of those opportunities that are laid out before us and not taking anything for granted. Esau was someone who took his blessing for granted. He was a lot like one of us who may have been born into a Christian family, attended church, went to Sunday school. He just kind of assumed that he was in, and the blessing of salvation that he received was his to keep no matter what happened. That may sound a little familiar to some of us, right? He knew he was the firstborn. He thought he was entitled to receive that blessing, so he went through life not every day claiming that blessing and living in the fullness of that blessing, but just expecting that someday he would get his due, and his due was God's blessing. He was the eldest, and he would receive that someday, so he took it for granted. And today, I think in our scripture, we see what happens when we take God's blessings for granted and think that we're entitled to whatever God might give us. Esau gets back from hunting and discovers how he's been deceived and how the blessing had been taken from him. And it wasn't until that moment, in his perspective, it wasn't until that tragedy that he recognized that he lost his opportunity. Did he recognize how much he had taken for granted? He realizes the opportunity, but that in his complacency, it had been taken from him. But by this time, it's too late. He can't do anything about it. And his father so desperately wants to give him the blessing, but he can't change it either. Esau wants something, so his father tells him that one day you will break that bond. One day the yoke that is around your neck because of your brother, that will be broken. And we're going to see when that's broken in a few months from now. The most important day in our lives comes when we realize all that we have taken for granted in respect to God, we can no longer take for granted. The most important day in our lives comes suddenly and without warning, and we can't predict when that's going to happen. Without warning, we may be asked an account of our lives and what have we done up to now. I always remain amazed at the opportunities that this church provides for us to not take for granted the relationship that we have with our Savior. From Sunday school to programs that reaches out to every age group, we're so blessed to be able to live in a church that at least gives us an opportunity to say we don't take this for granted. We're going to live out in as much as we're able to in those blessings that God has promised He wants to shower upon us. So have we been living in the joy of being a child of God lately? Today I want us to remember, think of how this church in some way has blessed you, or how your faith in some way has been shaped because of what has taken place within the walls of this church. What were some of the most important days of your life that played themselves out in this church? Maybe it was a marriage. Maybe it was a baptism. Maybe it was an event where you had an aha moment and you recognized who your Savior truly was. Maybe it was growing up and then going away, but then coming back. As a result of today, I pray that our relationship with our Savior that may at times be on again and off again, depending on our mood and what we're going through in life, I pray that that fickleness disappears. That our relationship will be on again and again and again. And I pray that today, as we are able to identify the most important day in our life as the day that we stop taking for granted the blessings of God before it's too late. Those blessings, they do come in various shapes and sizes, don't they? The ultimate blessing is the salvation that we have in Jesus. The blessing also of a husband or a wife, don't take that for granted. The blessing of your children that sometimes drive you crazy, but still you can't imagine living a life without them. Don't take them for granted. Or your parents. Yeah, don't take them for granted either. I can say that now. How many blessings are we exposed to? And how many do we actually embrace? Today, I pray, could be the most important day of your life if we allow God to shake that complacency out of us. I pray that it doesn't take a loss or a tragedy like it did for Esau. It took a life event that was a loss, that was a tragedy, for him to truly understand what it meant to be living in the blessings of God. So look at the scripture in Romans when you get back home after you've done your 90-day challenge. Then look at Romans, this Romans chapter 9, and see how Paul tells us that nobody is entitled or is due salvation. Just because maybe we were born into a church family, or because even if we've lived a certain godly life, that doesn't mean we deserve salvation. Salvation comes only for those who are able to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, and who are able to live, as Paul states, in the Spirit of God. And once that happens, then we are adopted into the family of God as God's children. Brothers and sisters, don't take God's blessings for granted, but begin today to accept them and claim them as your own. Amen. Loving God, we do come before you now, and we fully recognize that we have lived blessed lives, that time after time after time, you have given us opportunities that we don't deserve. And Lord, so often we compare our lives to other people, God, if we were only able to see how we are able to live our lives when some, they have hardly anything at all, we would be grateful. And I pray that every person here would be able to embrace the promises that you give us in Scripture and not take a single one of them for granted. We pray this now in Jesus' loving name. Amen.